Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. One win certainly doesn't mean everything is A-OK, but it does tell us what Giants head coach Joe Judge has been saying all along. You gotta trust the process. You gotta trust the process. Joe says it over and over and over again. And yesterday, down in New Orleans, Joe's Giants showed us that trusting the process is indeed working. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. Like I said, one win doesn't mean, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl, everything is honky-dory, okie-dokie, A-OK, and all that. But yesterday was an example of things coming together. Now, somebody might say to me, the naysayers might say, well, what the hell's taking so long for it to come together? All right. Let's look at this season. Let's look at this season from training camp on, okay? Big free agent signing, who's a stud player, wide receiver Kenny Golladay. He had a hamstring problem. He had a hip problem. Kenny Golladay, it took time to develop Kenny's chemistry. Not just develop his chemistry with Daniel Jones, but just to be himself. The Giants' number one pick, wide receiver Kadarius Toney. We heard all about his speed and this and that, but he was slow getting out of the gate. Plus, there was a process that he had to learn. All right? The reason I'm saying all these things is because I think it's fair for me to use the term badgered. Joe Judge, and I'm there every day with the Giants. Every day I see and I hear, I talk to him. Every day, I see what's going on. I'm there when all these questions are asked. And Joe's badgered with the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And Joe keeps saying, you got to trust the process over and over again. But a lot of these critics, and I'm talking about people who cover the team, they don't want to hear it. It's like they want it to be the glass half empty, not half full. Saquon Barkley had his knee ripped apart last year. It was a devastating injury. It was an injury that a lesser person might not come back. Some people do come back from it. Some people can be as good as new. Some people might not. I certainly do believe that Saquon will be as good as new. And part of me says he might even be better. But it was going to take time, and it's still going to take time. And you've heard me say on these podcasts here before Saquon Barkley, it's got to take 3, 4, 5 games or so for him to start feeling more like himself. But Joe gets badgered every week. What, Saquon this, Saquon that. Is he going to be okay? We're not. Okay, that's Saquon. The Daniel Jones questions never cease to end. Is he a franchise quarterback? This is his make or break year. What's going to be? Dave Gettleman's legacy will hinge on what Daniel Jones does. Well, for the third game in a row, Daniel Jones Judge has played some pretty damn good football. Yesterday was a gem. 28 for 40, 28 completions, 40 attempts, 402 yards. Again, runs in for a big two-point conversion. Couple of TDs, the interception, the interception that he had, that was a gimme interception because it was a Hail Mary at the end of the half. Just, you know, diagramming a play to throw it up, see what happens, you know, at the last play of the first half. That's Daniel Jones. Now, the offensive line gets criticized ad nauseum. Why can't we build an offensive line? Well, the offensive line, people forget that last year, that offensive line at the end of the season, what were you doing? You had three rookies starting, three rookies starting, and a third-year player becoming a first-year center in Nick Gates. Well, let's see what's happened this year. Let's see. Nick Gates had his leg broken up. He's gone for the season. Shane Lemieux still hasn't gotten out of the gate. He's on, you know, was it IR? What are we talking about? But yet yesterday, down in New Orleans against a very stout, tough defensive team, Daniel Jones was protected. And the reason I'm saying all this, because as I said at the top of this podcast, when I said, get a load of this, because Joe continues to say, you got to trust the process. And yesterday was an example of the process working. We got to see Saquon Barkley looking more like Saquon Barkley, both rushing the ball. You know, he had 13 carries, 52 yards. That's okay. Big TD in overtime. And the reason I say he might even turn out to be a better runner, because I know he's got his elusiveness. If I've ever been critical of Saquon Barkley, and I don't even consider it a criticism. Well, yeah, I guess it is. Sometimes, and I'm talking about his rookie year when he was all everything, his first 2 years. Do a little too much jitterbugging, like trying to find the open hole, because he has the ability to do so, but a lot of times he gets stuck behind a line of scrimmage for a loss. I think at one point he might have had, you know, more rushes for losses than anybody else. You know? But now, you know, I'm seeing more of plowing through a hole. I don't care if it's 1 or 2 yards. It's trust in the process. How the hell is the guy going to get back into the groove unless he starts digging into the groove? So that's Saquon Barkley. Big rushing TD, huge 54-yard touchdown catch and run from Daniel Jones. Huge. That's what I called, what Joe Judge calls trusting the process. Kenny Golladay, 6 catches yesterday, 116 yards, averaging a little over 19 yards per catch. Some big clutch catches. Some big moves, some big runs. They're sticking to their guns. They're trusting the process. Kenny's getting healthy. Kenny's showing why the Giants signed him to a big free agent contract. It's trust in the process. And I'll tell you one guy who excites the bejesus out of me, really gets me excited, is Kadarius Toney. Everybody, we were talking, oh, his first day, what was it, mini camp or something, a shoe didn't fit. He was working without one shoe. Then I don't know if he did something on Instagram or whatever the hell it was, and there was criticism and it was making a big deal. Let me tell you something about this young man. Anybody who watched him perform yesterday saw something that you can teach. Saw something that you can teach. You can't teach that elusiveness, nor that speed. And quite frankly, not just that, his desire to get extra yards, to fight for the extra yards, to want to be clutch. I saw a Kadarius Toney yesterday, and I'm saying to myself, if this is a glimpse of what the Giants have, they got themselves a bona fide star. You know, now, as Bill Parcells would always say to us back in the day when he was here, let's not put this guy in Canton just yet, meaning the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Let's not put his bust in Canton, Ohio just yet. And I'm not saying we should. Not saying that at all. But I got to see things that you don't see from a lot of people. From great receivers. I saw an elusiveness. You want to talk about jitterbugging. Zooming, shaking one way, shaking the other way. That's what this kid has the capability of doing. Again, it was trusting the process. Getting him into the lineup. Having him targeted when his time would be ready. And we kept hearing from Joe Judge, when his time comes, he will have to be ready. And you know what? He was ready yesterday. Yeah. He was ready yesterday. He was ready to get the job done. Now, there's a few other things that I really want to direct. Jason Garrett, offensive coordinator Jason Garrett, has been taking so much what I call bullshit. I don't even want to say disgraceful. It's embarrassing. Questioning. Joe Judge was questioned something. Why does he deserve to still remain the play caller? The offensive coordinator? You can't make, what's the term? You can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit. All right? Jason Garrett, Joe Judge, A.O., everybody been dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot of makeshift things. Now, you never hear them make excuses. You know, they all say next man up. But hey, yesterday, Giants went into a game without two receivers, Sterling Shepard and Darius Clayton. Not one, two. Both out with hammies. They were both injured the last game, both out with hammies. And Jason Garrett, not only did he have a nice game plan, he had a game plan with explosive plays. Everybody thinks they're a freaking coach. Everybody thinks they're a coach. Everybody's got all the answers. I mean, we all have opinions, but you know what they say about opinions? They're like assholes. Everybody's got one. But for crying out loud, I mean, you would think Jason Garrett was some rookie stiff who never coached a game in his life. And all of a sudden, all these people know that, what's he doing? You know, he doesn't know how to, are you kidding me? But without two key players in his lineup, there was a game plan. There was a pretty good game plan. It's like the frustrating part. Look, those previous two losses, you know, drove me nuts. The one to Washington on a last second field goal, the one following that to the Falcons on the last second field goal. They were crushing. But you want to know what? And I don't go into coulda, woulda, shoulda, but what would everybody be saying if they were 2 and 1 instead of 0 and 3 after those games, which is what they should have been? It's like, I swear, sometimes I believe a lot of these people want the Giants to do poorly. And again, I am not waving big blue pom-poms here. I'm not the Giants Chamber of Commerce. Of course, I cover them. I do the pregame show for TV on them. But does anybody bother to genuinely look and see what's happening with the Giants? Whether it be injuries, whether it be young players, whether it's be coming back from an injury. I mean, the questions have not stopped about Saquon Barkley. I mean, we're talking about anybody who did not think that Barkley, it was going to take some time for Barkley to come back and be himself, is just naive. Naive and silly. You know, they'll question every play. They'll question every play. You know, the week before, Joe Judge was questioned on, it was 4th and 4 at the 39-yard line of the Falcons. 4th and 4. So why did he elect to punt? Why did he elect to punt? Well, you know, your team is winless. Why did you elect to punt? I'll tell you one. How about if he tried to, let's see, if he went for a field goal, that's what they were saying. Why didn't you go for a field goal? So the 30 and 4, that'd be like a 55-yard field goal. If you miss the 55-yard field goal, you're giving the other team the ball at the 45. They would kill Joe Judge if he did that. Would have killed him. So he went the other way, and they killed him for that. And yesterday, oh, baby, he had the balls. By trusting the process, he had the balls with, like, less than 9 minutes to go or nine and change. He had the balls down by 11 to punt back. Down by 11. And he trusted the process with his defense, who had their ups and downs, but they stuck with it. And the defense paid dividends. Listen, I can be as critical as anybody. Anybody who knows me, who's watched me over the years since 1988 here, knows me. I'm not a softy. You screw up, I'm going to let you screw up. But I'm also not going to nickel and dime everything without thinking about it. And the easiest thing is to be a second guesser. Now, the problem, there's another problem that goes on today. It's all the first guessers and second guessers. First guessers and second guessers on social media. And I'll tell you, that's something that members of the media follow. And they look to feed the venom coming from those people. It's a joke. People were questioning, they were questioning yesterday. All the geniuses on Twitter were questioning Joe Judge. Gonna punt. Why is he punting? Too this, too that, too conservative. I'm sure they weren't saying that after the game. You know, social media makes a lot of people out to be geniuses. Yeah, out to be geniuses. I'd say anything but geniuses. You know, but really, folks, it's getting to a point. I just have to wonder what goes through people's minds. What are people thinking about? When they ask questions, or do they stop and think that there is a game plan? You think Joe Judge, who, by the way, 39 years old, he is wise beyond his years. Wise beyond his years. He's got a game plan. He knows what he wants to do. He's not afraid to stick to a game plan, which to me, that's the mark of a winning attitude, because there are too many people, as soon as the shit hits the fan, they're going to abandon the game plan. They're not going to trust the process. Like I asked Joe a couple of weeks ago, what happens? Do you question the process if the team is losing? And he said to me, no, I will question some of the moves I may have made. I will not question the process. Because he believes that if you abandon the process, then you're abandoning your beliefs. And you're also abandoning your beliefs in your players. His player is validated. For the one, you want to be negative about it, then say, okay, Russ, it's one game. Well, you know what? For one game, he validated the process. He said the process is working. So instead of 0-4, and if it was 0-4, we'd be having a funeral here today. They would be hanging people in effigy today. Seriously. Joe says, trust the process. You don't want to believe in the process, that's on you. But the process worked yesterday, and everybody was all happy as a lark. Larks. 27-21. In OT. Giants won the toss and didn't give the Saints a chance to come back. In New Orleans, against a revved-up crowd and a very good defense. Didn't give him a chance to come back. A field goal would have given him a chance to come back, but no. You score a touchdown in OT, it's over. And you know what? Yesterday was over. Next up for the Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, next week in Dallas. Until things change, I'm going to do what Joe says. I'm going to trust the process. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's process, which is get a load of this. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can Always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Now I'd like to thank, of course, my home here at Bleav.com, because Bleav, as you know, I've said it more than once, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I want to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Talk to you next week.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.